what we do at home is then we'll trade outside of what we're doing with other people. And really, this walk is a wonderful walk. It's not peaks and valleys all the time. Like Danny was saying, it shouldn't be that all the time. But when there are valleys, we know that God is there leading us and guiding us, you know. And what Jason was talking about, the wilderness, you know, and I said to him, well, it's not such a bad place if you think about it. God led the children of Israel through the wilderness for 40 years to see what was in their hearts, to humble them, and so that they would turn all their hearts to him. And so when things are quiet, it doesn't mean that you're not spiritual. It doesn't mean that God is not doing anything behind the scenes. It doesn't mean God is not arranging anything from you. It doesn't mean that you're less spiritual than someone else that might have lots of fruit or some fruit. God is more concerned with your relationship with him and trusting him with all your heart. He wants you to lean upon him. He doesn't want you to reckon anything out of your own senses. The carnal thinking and the spiritual thinking are very close. You know, we might see something in the, you know, of someone's need and we think, well, I know how to meet that, but is God leading that? No, because when we follow what God shows us to do, it's going to be the perfect answer, the perfect solution, the perfect encouragement, the perfect direction. So we might see things, you know, as a leader, and I've been doing fellowship for many years, I used to see different things and I was making carnal decisions. No, it seemed really godly, you know, but I wasn't going to God for the solutions, for the answers of that. And so I was giving my recommendations, what I see from my perception of things. But when we let God work in us, he gives the perfect answers, the perfect direction. And when we follow that, when we execute, like Danny was saying, he heard certain things tonight, and I'm sure all of us have, right? That have touched our hearts from each individual. Well, the things that are touching your heart is what God wants you to do. It's great encouragement. And so our word should also be unto edification. You know, we're not talking about all the bad things. Yeah, sometimes we might need to explain our situation in a one-on-one situation and as God has directed us to connect to someone. And then we expect answers, you know, because God wants to perfectly navigate us. He wants to lead us and guide us beside those still waters. And in those quiet times is when you grow. When it doesn't seem like a lot's happening, there's maybe not people, you know, coming, new people coming around, or not many people connecting to you. That's the time you really get in with God. He's giving you a break. He's saying, okay, now you come to me, you rest in me. And the world is very busy chasing after money, their luxuries, to pay the bills, even just to pay the bills. People's minds has been brainwashed in a sense, or programmed to, we got to do it this way, we got to do it that way. So, you know, I was sharing in one of my one-on-ones with someone that, you know, we can run after things, you know, because, oh, well, I got to do this, I need this. But it doesn't say that from God. Like God says, don't run after anything, run after God. If you think of Deuteronomy, it says, you know, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe to do according to what he's commanded you, then these blessings will chase you down. A lot of people are chasing the blessings rather than chasing God. So that's why we keep first things first. We keep God first. When we listen to what's being encouraged or instructed or personal encouragement to you from God or from where you're connecting, then when we execute those things, we're listening so that we can do. Okay, what do you want me to do in this situation, God? You know, I'm bearing my heart to say, like my minister, I bared my heart to God, and God's put it in my heart to maybe connect to my minister to say about my situation. Has he got any wisdom or words from God as well? And then, so I'm listening, I'm paying attention. And then I receive those words gladly, not as the words of my minister, but as the words from God. And this becomes effective when we execute, when we follow that encouragement. And it's no different to when you're on here. You know, you're getting encouragement now and you're getting direction now. You're seeing how God can really work. And it's not that we have to chase after things. We chase after God. We keep him first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. Then the blessings of the Lord will chase you down and overtake you. You'll be blessed when you lie down, when you rise up, when you come in and when you go out, you'll be blessed in the field, in the city, in the store, in the basket, in your bank, in your PayPal account. You'll be blessed on your flights. You'll be blessed on your journey. You know, and it says in Psalms, like, God is the one that leads us beside the still waters. A lot of people in the world, obviously, because they don't, may not know God, how God is their sufficiency in all things, that he's the source of supply, will go to try and lead themselves beside the still waters. They go on holiday, but they pay out all this money, maybe take out a loan, maybe borrow some, maybe do it on a tight budget. And when they're on holiday beside that beach or beside those still waters or going golfing or whatever they're doing, they're thinking, well, how am I going to pay all this back? You know, he leads us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. So a lot of people go on holiday. They refresh because they've gone out of their environment. As soon as they come back, they're in the same situation. But with God, it's not like that. We can be in our situation, but we're going to God. And he gives us the answers and solutions. And we rest in that. And we know that he's going to come through. He's going to bring the deliverance. He's going to give us the provisions or the things that we need. So God leads us beside the still waters. He restores our soul. He does it. And, you know, he leads us in paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table for me in the presence of my enemy. God's doing the work. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup is running over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. So goodness and mercy, this follow is pursue. When we keep God first, when we allow him to do the work for us, when we move in this grace, then the blessings will pursue you. Goodness and mercy will pursue you. Answers will pursue you. Solutions will pursue you. Provision will pursue you. A way out of a situation will pursue you. Because God is first. He's the first love of our heart. And we're not being navigated by the narratives of the world, but we're being navigated by the heavenly words from God. And God wants us to rest in him. He doesn't want us to be anxious all the time. If a bill comes in, then, you know, we can initially be taken back, but then we bring it and present it before God. Father, I can't pay this, but you can. And I'm coming to you, and that you provide this for me. Show me what I need to do in this situation, and I'll execute exactly what you show me to do. And then when we're resting, then we're hearing God. Be still and know that he is God. With the laborers, with the outreach, that is not on us. God is the one that gives the increase. We just keep ourselves in the position so that God can bring those laborers to us. When we're doing what God shows us, then we're in that position to receive. When we honor God, we're in a position to receive. When we speak in tongues, we're in a position to receive. When we cast all our cares to God, we're in a position to receive. And God just wants us to rest in him. We can become so busy with lots of activities or different situations going on within the family or amongst our friends and difficult situations. And you can't hear God's voice in all those things until you take time and sit down with God and say, okay, Father, now look, I'm giving this all to you. And, you know, I might have made some of these situations myself from my own carnal thinking and ways. But Father, you give me the solutions to get out of it. You deliver me from this. You cause me to triumph, you know. And, you know, who we allow in our circle is very important. Again, I've been sharing these things. And I mean believers as well. Who are you going to let into your circle? Be selective of who you have around you, the ones that you can benefit by encouraging them, and that you can also be benefited by them through their encouragement, you know, that they're like-minded with you. And so, like, if I was to go on a trip, I would get the right people around me for that trip. If it was a boat, I would make sure I get someone that knows how to navigate that boat and knows the high seas and all the dangers and when to go, when not to go, when to pull into a port to rest because the seas are raging. You know, I bring the right people around me so I can have a successful journey. And when we go to God here, he will show us who to have around us. You know, Jesus had 12. There was many other disciples, but he had 12 around him. And those were the ones that stayed close to him. And then through his example, through his encouragement of showing them how to walk with God, they were able to walk with God. And I'm sure God brought many memories back to Peter and John and the other disciples that knew Jesus in their walk after the day of Pentecost, and they were able to really speak by the Spirit of God very boldly and to do the signs, miracles and wonders. And so God has given us great encouragement. He's given us great direction. He's given us great hope. And so I would encourage you, just, you know, when nothing is happening, it doesn't mean to say that God is not doing anything. It doesn't mean to say that you're off somewhere. All you need to do is not worry about it. Forget it. You know, you mess up, forget it. That's not you. That's not the real you. The real you wouldn't do a mess up, right? But so there's nothing on us. We just give everything to the Father's hand and he takes care of us. So God wants you to go with him with all of your heart. He wants you to keep him first for the purpose that he can bring his plans and purposes for your life to pass. He's giving you great before ordained works that you should walk in them. And, you know, when we are listening to God, then we will walk in them. He will open up doors unimaginable. You know, when I think about myself, my own walk, my own life, from where I come from the the low life that I had as I was brought up, it was a low life, you know. I can more comfortably say this because my mum's asleep now, but it was a rough beginning. But God took me from the pit and put me into the palace, baby. He put me into the palace. I can remember being a young man desiring. I used to look up into the sky and see the planes flying. My mum said, that's only for rich people. You'll never fly in a plane. You'll never do these things. I can remember going for a ride in the countryside in London. There's some beautiful countrysides around there. And I used to think when I was a little boy, I want to live in the countryside. I always wanted to be a farmer. I'm glad I'm not a farmer. That's hard work. I would be able to rest in the rest of God with that. But I wanted to be in the countryside, you know, the beauty of the green, the trees and the bushes and the fields. And now I look back, I look out my window in my office and all I can see is miles of fields. You know, God has given me that desire on my heart. I've traveled all over the world in aeroplanes and in the good seats as well. And so, you know, we don't have to listen to what other people say, even if it's your mum, you know, your mum, my mum, she was in that paradigm or, you know, we just get by. And that was my paradigm until I started to learn about our wonderful Heavenly Father and what he's made available to us through our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And I love my mum. She was a great woman and great believer as well. She became born again. And she run fellowship and children's fellowship, and she helped a lot of people and the families of my brother, you know, my brother's partners and all that. They split up. She would go and speak the word to them, and they got born again as well. So, like, God can change any situation around. What, however dire that situation may look, we may look at people and think they're never going to get anywhere. But our God's a God of deliverance. When we look at other people and look down upon them, God will promote those people. You know, to show you that he can do anything. He can change anyone. So we want to keep a humble heart. We want to keep thankful. And I'm so thankful for the life that I'm living. God has given me a good life. You know, he's taken me everywhere. I've been in front of the most wonderful people in the whole wide world. I'm talking about believers. People that look to God. People that have done great things with God. People that have encouraged me with their heavenly worship in God. People that have supported me through the years. Like Norway, those guys really supported me, you know, even before I got to the Sound Doctrine. They were really there. Their prayers were there, their hearts were there, their love was there, their support was there. They helped me. Carl Morton, Britt, Siri, Ida, all those wonderful people there in Norway had a heart for me. You know, they took me seriously. No one ever used to take me seriously. I never used to take myself seriously because I thought I wasn't good enough. But God has given us a new life in Christ. He's given us a new way of living and thinking, and that we really can live above this world. You can be whatever you want to be. I wouldn't go anywhere else. I'll be continuing to do this with God by the grace of God, because there's no other life. There's no life outside of Christ. There's no life outside of God. You can exist and you can do the things that people do in the world, and God bless them. They don't know any different until someone speaks the truth to them. But when we start getting God's clearness of how he really wants us to enjoy things, and we aim ourselves in that way that we practice the things. Again, the book of Acts has been pretty dominant in my mind for some reason the last 6 or 7 weeks. You know, that, you know, these guys that got born again, they received the words gladly. You know, they continued in those heavenly words that the apostles were speaking. they continue steadfastly. And that continue steadfastly, I looked up the Greek word, and it's persevere or be constantly diligent. And I think, persevere in what? The sound doctrine. The words that were given, they were careful to implement them in their life. They were careful. They listened diligently. You know, so, you know, they received, like in Deuteronomy 28, you know, they hearkened unto the voice of the Lord their God through those apostles. They received those words. And then they applied them. They persevered to practice this wonderful new way in life. That's all we got to do. Just continue to practice. That is what we do. We stay with God. We let him navigate our steps. If it's quiet, it's quiet. If we've got laborers coming from all over the world and manifesting and showing themselves up every day, then we continue in that. Whatever portion you've got, God, everything's fallen into good lines in your life. You know, you're not going to lack. You're not going to go without. Even if things come up, God will make a way where there seems no way. He will always provide for you. He will give you the desires of your heart if you chase after him. So, you know, we don't want to chase after money. We don't want to chase after people. And like Kim said, we're not after people's money. And like I said in Norway, we're after people's hearts. We want to give them the heavenly words that will change and benefit their lives. So no one is perfect in everything that we do. I'm not perfect in everything I do. You know, no one is. And let's not pretend we are. But we are perfect when we're walking by the Spirit. We are perfect when we're listening to that heavenly words and encouragement from our Heavenly Father. And Danny was talking about confessions. You know, confessions is where it's at. What we believe in our heart and we say with our mouth, without manufacturing it, you know, we let God inspire us. You know, when negative thoughts come in, then we start speaking the truth of who we are in Christ. And that's what we do. That's my practice. That's what I do. My practice is to pray. My practice is to say what God says. My practice is to make myself available to God that he can bring people to me because I'm available. I'm not so busy doing everything else. I'm not worried about what someone else will say about what I'm doing. God has given me boldness. He's delivered me from all my fears. I can speak with clarity and clearness. And maybe I might say some things not quite right on, but does it matter? If I'm speaking the sum and substance of what God is putting in my heart to speak, that's what matters. That's where we need to focus. The carnal mind will look on the wrong things, you know, and we can all say wrong things at times, but we don't, you know, that's not our practice to do that. But if something comes out wrong, some religious people will jump on that. Oh, he said this or she said that. You know, that's not going to get us anywhere. And another one-on-one I had, I was sharing with someone, you know, be thankful for what you've got. Have that gratitude for the things that you've got in your life already. And then more will come to you, you know. If we're moaning and complaining, like, just not got enough. And, you know, where's the thankfulness in that? Where's the gratitude to God? Because doesn't he supply what we need when we need it? And so God is taking great care of you. Again, I will remind you, because it's so easy to not practice or to stop practicing because we think it's just an habitual thing. But when we're doing things with the heart, I share with someone, when you come for one-on-one, you're not coming to me. You're not doing it for me. You're doing it for you and for God, because that's what God wants you to do. When you are honoring God, you're not doing it for me. You're doing it unto God, because that's what God wants you to do, because it's going to be beneficial for you. He can bless you that way, because he doesn't violate your free will choice. He wants your heart. God wants your full heart. He wants your full focus and attention, but he doesn't put that on you. He doesn't make you do that. It's got to come from you. And when that comes from you, then you see everything start to change for you. You see everything move. But God will bring you into that realization like he has with me. I was trying to earn God's blessings before, you know, but now I just rest. Father, I know you bless. I'm already blessed. I know you're going to bring the things to me that I need. And I don't even think about it. I really don't think about it. I used to worry about everything. Well, where is this going to come from? How am I going to pay that? None of that's there no more. You know, and I know for a lot of you, that's the same is true, because you're continuing in this practice. So the reminder is, stay connected to God. Number one, you go to God with all your heart. You give him your desire. Remember, you are free to move with God. I'm not your boss. And God is not even your boss. You know, he's not telling you, you've got to do this. He's saying, my son, my daughter, if you do these things, then I can really bless you. Because then I can bring my plan and purposes to pass through your life. Just like with Joseph, when Joseph was in the right position, God had to go to work, you know, and navigate him in those situations so that he could bring his plan and purposes to pass. And, you know, God really cares about you. And he's got great works for every individual on it. He really has. And we don't want to hinder that by ignoring these wonderful heavenly words that are coming, the wonderful direction like I've received. You know, just those simple, basic things. The reminder is, continue to speak in tongues. Continue to go to God. Connect. Use the connections, you know. If I don't turn my light on, there's a connection to my light. My light will stay off. Honor God with your substance. And like Kim was saying, take the percentages out of it. You know, and I would say this. You know, you ask God what he wants you to give. But surely, if we really want to honor God, we'll say, Father, you know, what do you want me to give? I really want to give these things. And, you know, like God said to me, what do you want to give, Lawrence? What do you want to give? And that really got me thinking. And I did sit down and I thought about this. You know, what do I really want to honor God with? This was going back in 2019. And I thought, yeah, I am a giver. You know, I don't want to give the least. And I want to express my heart in an abundant way, like God has expressed his heart in an abundant way to me. And when I started to do that, when I wrote down, you know, God told me to write it down, I was able to double that the following month. And then God asked me another question. What do you want to receive at the end of each month? And I worked out everything that I would have left over after all bills, and I had £50. And I wrote a much more larger amount down, what I would like to receive. It was my faith, and I wrote it down, and I prayed, Father, this, and I said to God, this is what I would like to receive. And the following month, the money come in for me to honor God, and I was able to double what I really wanted to give. I was like, wow, look, I can give this. And at the end of the following month, that base amount that I wrote, which was significant, has come in every month. And obviously a lot more as well at times. It varies every month, but it's never gone below that amount I initially read. Because God, it was God showing me it. It was God showing me it. And so when we freely do it, don't think, oh, I got on and got this one, or I can only manage it. No, God, this is what I really want to give. And then if you're not sure, say, then what do you want me to give, God? And listen for that voice. I'm sure if you sit down long enough and listen, he'll say, what do you want to give? Because that's a true heart given, isn't it? And so through this practice of myself, I'm talking of my own personal testimony in this area, I've really been blessed. I've really been blessed. And I am blessed to be a blessing. That's another great confession. And that became a reality through that confession also. So just following these simple things, doing what God wants us to do, resting when you need to rest, speak when you need to speak, move when God puts something in your heart and says move. When you do that way, you're going to be so successful. You don't have to sweat. You don't have to worry. God doesn't want you to worry about anything. You know, all we got to do is sow and water on many different levels. We sow and water and God gives the increase. The work is on God and he wants you to understand that. He wants you to understand, listen, it's not by your cleverness. It's not by your educational mind. It's not even if you've got billions of pounds. That's not going to do anything on the spiritual level. Okay, but it is God that's doing the work. God is the one that's doing the work. It's not by your might, nor by your power, but by the Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts, like it says in Zechariah. You know, and I remember that the book of Haggai, great record there. You know, when they were building their own houses, taking care of their own selves, but God's house laid waste and God blew upon their abundance. He wasn't being put first. He had to get their attention. And God gets people attention through their need. And when they become humble, like he humbled the children of Israel to see what was in their hearts, the ones that looked to him, the ones that trusted him, entered in that promised land. They didn't have to do another thing because God had already provided it. And that's what God wants to do with you. He wants to bless you so significantly that He can send you anywhere in the world, that he can touch your heart to bless someone that has need or to help someone come up. You know, this is where he wants us to be, the lender, not the borrower, the head and not the tail. And I want to just read this psalm because it always blesses me, and I'll finish off here. Psalms 1. It says, blessed, happy. This word blessed is happy. Happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. You know, we're not taking our advice from unbelievers. Why would I take the advice of an unbeliever over someone that's a spiritual person? That is a believer of God that walks by the Spirit. And a lot of people do that. They do that, and it's a mistake. And like I said, someone in the world can give you their best advice, but it won't supersede God's advice, because he sees further than that advice that someone by the carnal will give you. That's why we need to introduce God into everything that we're doing. We go to him. If you had a court case coming up, you wanted the best barrister. But, you know, that best barrister might not be the best barrister for you. You go to God, and he'll navigate you to the best person. So God wants to be involved in everything that you're doing. Everything. And you can involve him if you want to. And it says, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. We're not speaking bad words. We're not judging people. We're not judging one another. Especially, it shouldn't be named amongst us that we're talking about each other. And if you are, shut your mouth. Simple as that, because it's not going to benefit you. And verse 2 says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. You know, our delight is in the heavenly words, this wonderful words from God, and the great and precious promises in the scriptures, these great records also. And it says, and in his law does he meditate day and night. We're not thinking about anything else in the world or what destination can I go to. We might be doing that if we're planning a holiday, but it's not the dominant thing. The dominant thing is that our thoughts are set on things above and not on the things of the earth. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water. You know, if a tree is planted by the water, we know the root system goes right into that water. So through every season, that tree is growing and flourishing. Through every season, it's not going to die so soon, right? It's going to have longevity. It's going to be a blessing. It's going to be a shade for people. It's going to be a house for the birds, you know, that God provides for the birds. Is going to be a blessing. And that's what we do when we stay with God. We're like that tree when we're around the right people that are speaking wholesome words. Our words should be wholesome words that bring light and healing and deliverance. And it says that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. See, as believers, if we're walking with God, if we're allowing him to be the source of our supply in every area of our lives, then we're going to be prospering. You know, we're going to be having that successful journey through life where we can really let other people see the light of God's blessings in us, that they want what we got, and we can show them how to get it. You know, and that's what we're doing. It says, the ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor the sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. So, you know, for me, I want to be around wonderful people. I want to be around people that are humble and meek to God, that receive our words gladly, because what's the point? If not, you know, it's just being honest. Like, you know, what's the point if you're not going to receive the words gladly? Why are you hanging around? You know, we want to move with God. We want to see the great things of God. And I'm sold out to God, 100% sold out. And I will do exactly what God shows me to do. I will speak forth the things as they come to my mind, as God energizes them within me. Just like if we were to do a word of prophecy, you know, we speak forth the things that God is showing. And when we do that, then, you know, God will truly bless us. And we don't have to fit in to make people like us. We do what God says. You know, I've done that in the past, trying to please other people. Believe, oh, look, I've done this. I've done this great study and I've done this. Oh, that's wonderful, Lawrence. You know, well done. You know, you got an extra star in heaven now, you know. No, that's man pleasing. We're not to be man pleased, but we ought to obey God rather than man. So friends, just walk with God. Just do what he puts in your heart. You're free to move with him. Stay with the sound doctrine. The sound doctrine, again, is what God gives you to speak by his spirit. And if God shows you, like I shared in Norway, to go to the scripture, like I just done, I felt inspired to read that. It's absolutely beautiful. Then do it. You do what God puts in your heart to do. There's no law. And just be free and stand fast in that liberty where Christ has made us free. So I love you. God bless you.